This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. This past weekend, members of the LGBT community and their friends and family were in downtown Springfield for the start of Pride season in Central Illinois. Springfield Pride Fest featured a parade, a drag show, and just a lot of the colorful revelry you'd expect from this kind of event. But it comes at a fraught time for people in the LGBT community around the country. Numerous states have passed or are considering laws targeting people who are transgender, particularly transgender youth. There are also laws and legislation restricting what teachers can say, even about same-sex relationships in their classrooms. It's in that context that I visited Pride Fest this weekend to hear what was on people's minds as they celebrated just being who they are.
I am walking up Capitol Avenue, westbound at 6th Street in downtown Springfield. It's dried out from earlier today. There are vendors on both sides of the street. Those pop-up tents. A lot of rainbow flags. Hey, I'm Brian. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Erin Sullivan, and I live here in Springfield. And I am actually at Pride today because I am promoting the Laramie Project, which we are doing at the Hoagland Center for the Arts next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 27th through the 29th.
For people who may not be familiar, what's the 30-second capsule description of the Laramie Project?
The Laramie Project is about Matthew Shepard, who in 1998 was an out gay college student who was brutally murdered in Laramie, Wyoming. And this show is compiled from interviews of people from the town at that time. And it's a very moving show. It's something that I think everybody should have to see.
What does Pride mean to you in 2022?
You know, I was just having this conversation with some friends, and it has changed so much. Society has. And today it has been really heartwarming to see the number of parents I've seen with their younger children here today. And those children are obviously out, and their parents are just as proud of them as they were if they had gotten an A on a spelling test. It doesn't matter. And I think that today, Pride is, it's acceptance. And it hasn't always been here. And it's great that it is. And it's heartwarming to see these families. And, you know, like this show that I'm doing, the Laramie Project, was kind of a catalyst for all of this change that has happened since 1998 and legislation that has happened and acceptance that has happened. Because in 1998, we wouldn't be standing at a Pride Fest in Springfield, Illinois. I, as a parent, my husband and I, you know, we love our children. One of our children is bi. And when she came out, she was very nervous to tell us. And we were like, okay. We love you. What do you want for dinner? You know, it's like she was, but for her, it was a very big deal to tell us. And, you know, it took her a long time. She said, I've been wanting to tell you for quite some time. And my husband and I have, you know, several friends who are gay. So our kids, you know, knew that we were accepting of that. And I'm so glad to be here and be a part of this day. And like I said, see all these families here and families, you know, straight parents with their gay children and their gender neutral, you know, non-binary and all of that, and these kids wearing all of these flags and their parents right next to them holding their hands. Some of the children I've seen out here who are out are obviously junior high. I mean, we're young children, and it's amazing to see their parents here with them supporting them.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
How are you doing? I do, with public radio.
Oh, I listen to you like every day.
Oh, cool.
I run an online gay newspaper here in the area.
Cool. All right, well, I'm just talking to people, like what brings, who are you, what do you do, what brings you out here today?
All right, my name's Tom Ray. I am the editor and publisher of the Illinois Eagle. It's an online newspaper. We cover LGBTQ and social justice outside of Chicago. Mostly we wanted to remind people that we don't exist just in the big cities. We're down here too.
What does Pride mean to you in 2022?
In 2022? Oh, that's complicated this year. Because I'm old enough to remember when we were still, I came out of age in the early 90s. So when even the idea of marriage equality seemed impossible. then we actually achieved it. We actually started getting all these, making all these accomplishments that we'd fought for so long. And now to see it, backtracking in a way, it's saddening, it's maddening, but we also can't stop. I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons I do this website, because we are here, we're everywhere, and we still need to keep fighting.
So you're worried about sort of a backsliding, if you will.
I am. I know we're relatively safe in Illinois. I mean, that is a huge release. It's one of the reasons I actually even moved to Illinois. I'm originally from Indiana. But that doesn't mean we're completely safe, like Darren Bailey, our current, the one of the front runners for the Republican nomination. He has said in the past that he thought marriage equality is a bad thing. He actually agreed with the Springfield bishop when he called it evil. And that's, he's running for the highest office in the state. So we're not out of the woods here. In some ways it's frightening. And I, not just for myself, I'm worried for all the youth I'm seeing around here. I mean, I'm seeing so many younger people, which is awesome. And they're about to get into a battle that my generation, the Gen X and older, we thought we'd beaten for them.
You mentioned you want to make sure people understand that the community is not just in Chicago, the LGBT community, it's downstate as well. Mm-hmm. How has being in a place like Springfield, being a member of the community, changed over the last 10, 20 years?
Well, I can't speak to the last 10 or 20 years. I moved here down here a couple years ago. But I can remember what it was like growing up in a small town. I grew up across the river from Mount Carmel, Illinois. So I'm familiar with the culture down here. There, it's like you did not mention at all. You could barely come out. Here, it's not as open as Chicago was, but it's still much more open than it ever was when I was the age of a lot of these other. I call them kids, even though they're pushing 20s, but they can be open. And the fact that they can, and they can wear all this pride stuff, they can wear the makeup, they can express who they are. They can't do it risk-free yet, but they're able to, and they're willing to so much more than we were at my age, I was that age. And that's awesome.
I like your shirt, by the way. Peace, love, journalism, it says.
This is, the Eagle is completely, it is not self-sufficient. It basically comes completely out of my own pocket. My day job pays enough that it's not a big problem, but I would like to expand a little more. I would like to pay people who write for it. I would like to pay them for their time and skill.
Well, I'm glad to learn about it. I'll look it up. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Moving to the intersection of 6th and Capitol Avenue, there's somebody holding a large pink yard sign, keep abortion safe and legal. I see a rainbow parasol with rainbow marijuana leaves on it. Some people have a unicorn headwear. This is Springfield, so there's a Vo's corn dog stand. They're the main concessionaire at the Illinois State Fair. It's a cool day, 61 degrees. Rain is supposed to be moving in again in a little while.
Well, my name's Carissa. I'm from Pennsylvania, but I moved to Springfield like a couple years ago. I come out to, this is actually my first Pride. So I'm bisexual and everything, and just wanted to meet some other people, talk about it, and you know, see what was going on. So.
What does Pride mean to you in 2022?
Being able to just be who I am for a long time. I didn't know or have the language to actually talk about what I liked or didn't like and stuff like that. And being able to see other people out here and just being their authentic selves is really let me, like, I'm glad to be here. Like, it's so much easier to just be around other people that understand what's going on, you know? Kind of that internal struggle.
How do you find Springfield in terms of, like, is it a good place to be a member of the community here?
Just through the nature of the work that I do, I don't get out in the community a whole lot, but it seems like it's a great place. Like, I haven't had a chance to get out. This is my first major event out to see anybody, but I haven't seen a lot of negative, if that makes sense. But you know, I have to get out in the community more than I'm able. So, yeah.
The face paint is incredible.
I was channeling my inner Bowie. Like, I was really trying. It didn't quite work, but I'm happy that it's there.
Maybe so. You can just describe it for people on the radio.
Okay, so I did the bi flag, and I did it in a lightning bolt across one of my eyes. So, you know, I'm pretty sure. Now I feel bad because I'm on mic, but I'm pretty sure Bowie was also bi. So I was hoping to channel that inner energy there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you.
My name's Josh, and I'm just out here with my friend Carissa enjoying a night on the town, I guess. That's it.
She's here to support me.
Yeah, I'm just here to support her and just to get out a little bit, had some good food, and walk around, chit-chatted with some folks, and just enjoying a Saturday night out.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you.
Yeah. There's somebody dressed up in a giant inflatable unicorn suit dancing around. And then it started raining.
My name is Jonna Cooley. I'm the executive director of the Phoenix Center and co-chair of Springfield Pride Fest.
What does pride mean to you in 2022? Forgive the rhyme.
Well, in terms of Phoenix Center, it's meant a lot of growth, and we've seen a lot of change in the last few years with COVID, and we're really focusing on creating some new programming for transgender individuals. Personally, it's been a difficult year. I lost my wife, so today's difficult because it's something we always, you know, did together. But
my condolences.
I am, you know, thankful to be able to, you know, celebrate with her memory.
For people who aren't familiar with it, what does the Phoenix Center do?
Well, we're Central Illinois' LGBT community center, so we provide transitional housing for homeless men and women who are LGBT, as well as for HIV positive men and women. And then we also do a lot of social and educational programming regarding LGBT issues. We have support groups for various groups, including teenagers. And then we also have some public health services.
Is this a year, I mean, there's a year where we've seen a lot of attempts nationally to sort of, say a backlash or something like that. Do you feel that?
I do some. It's so frustrating. You know, you make two steps forward and then you're taking one step back. And I feel like in some ways, it's like we're going back into an age that, you know, is like from my childhood, you know, in the 60s. And it's like, you know, it just seems surreal to me that in this day and age that it's so complex and complicated to think people could not have equal rights, you know. Why do we have to make it such a difficult thing, you know?
Do you worry in Illinois about potential backsliding of some of those rights and protections?
I don't worry about it so much in Illinois as I do nationally. You know, I feel like we are pretty supported in general in Illinois, maybe not in every part of Illinois, but in general, whereas some states, it's just, you know, it's just toxic for the LGBT community.
What message do you hope people take away from this event today?
I hope people take away the message that we have way more things in common than we do have differences, and that it's just a fun day for individuals and families of all types to come out and just be who they are and have fun. That's, you know, that's what our festival is about, is just being yourself and having fun. And we just hope everyone enjoys it and has a great day and talks about it till next year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been coming out here since I was like 14, and then COVID happened. So that sucked. So now I want to come back out here again because I've been doing it. So,
what does Pride mean to you in 2022?
It's just a fun place to be with people who think like me, and it's safe, and there's just a bunch of fun stuff to do. So,
what do you mean think like you? What does that mean?
Like, it's people who like homos are homo. You know, safe. You know, it's nice. Yeah.
Do you does Springfield feel like a good place for that?
Yeah, as in my experience, pretty much, yeah.
Are you from here?
Yes.
Can I ask what your name is?
Rochelle.
All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
So can I begin by asking who you are, where you're from?
Cameron from Springfield.
Kaylee from Kirksville, Missouri.
Oh, my wife went to school there. So what brings you out here today?
Just to celebrate Pride and what we love.
Yeah.
I see you got some little ones with you here today. What does it mean to have them out here as part of this?
They love everybody and everything, so do we.
Yeah.
What does your shirt say there?
If you know, you know.
What does that mean to you, if you know, you know? For maybe some of my listeners don't know.
I don't know.
What does it mean to you?
I mean, I guess if you know, you know. You know, you just know or you don't.
I guess we'll leave that a mystery. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for your time.
Voices from Springfield Pride Fest 2022. This is the 21st show. Stay with us.